The following podcast is very scary. Listener discretion is advised. What scares you? Is it ghosts? The dark? Graveyards? Or bumps in the night? Is it the constant unknown that we are not alone in this universe? Is it death, the afterlife, or lack thereof? Fear is a tumbleweed in our mind that collects as it rolls. Some become addicted, while others remain terrified. Do these mysteries add to the rich tapestry of life, or does it make it unbearable? Welcome to the world beyond the veil. This is Geist.
My name is Jim Dean, and for over 20 years, I have been the creative director of The Haunted Walk. We conduct ghost tours and lead paranormal adventures in Kingston, Ottawa, and Toronto, Ontario. When something unusual or eerie does happen, it stands out and becomes a memorable moment both for our tour guides and our guests. Some are more excited than others to have an encounter with the unknown. In this episode, we'll be taking you behind the scenes and sharing several first-hand accounts from our tour guides about the strange things they've experienced while working at our spooky sites across Ontario. Our final set of stories comes from the old Ottawa Jail, now the Ottawa Jail Hostel, which served as the Carlton County Jail for 110 years. Executions were carried out in the building, and the living conditions were difficult, to say the least. The history, architecture, and ghost stories make it a truly unique place to visit. It is a little bittersweet to be sharing these stories right now, as we have recently announced that after 25 years, our jail tours are coming to an end. The hostel has decided they need the space to accommodate guests and have brought our partnership to an end. We have many memories from the building, one of the most haunted in North America, including a considerable number of strange things that have happened to our guides and their groups.
During a dress rehearsal in the summer of June 2023, the rehearsal initially went as anticipated, with each of the tour guide that was in attendance taking their turn practicing the material that was provided to us by the Haunted Walk. Then we would make our way into the Carlton County Jail, went on as expected up until we reach the infamous death row. A few days prior to this rehearsal, a friend of mine who had previously been giving these tours warned me about cell number 2 specifically, how it was the worst one of all 4 cells, with the markings on the wall and the foreboding aura that came out of it specifically. Me being quite skeptical, I thought nothing of it. And when I had finally arrived to death row, I remembered what my friend had mentioned. I had an opportunity to test out this ghostly apparition thing for myself right there, right now. I had taken my shot, and I had walked in to cell number 2. And just as I did, I felt a pair of arms wrap tightly around my torso and yank me backwards for a few moments before letting go. I felt the hairs on my arms rise up, and I swiftly stepped out of the cell. Another guide followed suit as I explained what had happened, and she felt the exact same thing as I did. Since then, I would always try to emulate this sensation any chance I got, but nothing ever came out of it ever since.
My name is Talia, and I give tours in Ottawa. Sometimes, when we'd pass through the 8th floor, security guards, or night watchmen, would walk along the ends of the corridors. Guides would be alerted to their presence by their silent hellos, the sound of shuffling feet, walkie-talkies going off, or a back door opening and closing. Meaning that the security guards had come into or left the 8th floor. When I would get to the 8th floor with a group, I would naturally look to see if a security guard would be casually listening in to our stories. On one occasion last spring, I had just walked through the doorway leading to the row of one-person cells on the 8th floor and glimpsed the security guard's silhouette at the end of the corridor, behind a set of bars. I felt calm and at ease, but something made me keep glancing at the guard while telling my stories to my group. When we were ready to move on and I looked toward that end of the corridor, there was no one there. I hadn't heard the doors open or close, nor the sound of walkie-talkies. I quickly turned to my group and asked if they saw where the security guard went, pointing to the end of the corridor. They looked to me, puzzled, and responded, "We were wondering why you were looking there the whole time. It's an empty space." I always wondered whether I saw a modern-day guard or a glimpse of a guard from a time long past.
Very hot summer day, and I was taking a small group through the jail. It was probably for one of the historical tours. And I brought the group up the stairs to the top floor of the jail where the tour route goes. And the first thing I noticed when I walked into the jail was that the top of the floor of the jail was cold, which I thought was a little weird because normally it was a very warm space. And, you know, jail is an old stone building. Hot air rises. Normally it was quite uncomfortably hot up there, but on this day, I walked in and the air felt quite chilly, and my first thought was, awesome, they've installed an air conditioner, which, of course, wasn't true. There was no air conditioner, but nevertheless, I didn't realize that until much later. So I took the group through the single-person cells, went around the corner, went past the three-person cells, and then I stopped outside cell number 4. Now, cell number 4 is the cell where the prisoner who was next in line to go to the gallows was kept. And as I began my story, I kind of looked up and down the hallway, and I noticed because it had been a hot day, all the windows were open. And the windows on the top floor of the old jail are hinged like a door, so they swing open and close. And so I began my story telling about prisoners who were kept there. And in the middle of my story, all of a sudden, the window opposite cell number 4 suddenly swung shut. Everybody looked at me, like, what was that? And I just kind of looked at them and said, well, that must have been the wind. Except there was no wind. It was a dead, calm, really hot summer day, and it was absolutely still outside. So I reached over, I opened the window, and I kept going in my story, and then about 30 seconds later, the window shut a second time. The whole group looked at me with this kind of confused and rather frightened look in their eyes, and I looked back at them with probably an equally confused and frightened look in my eyes, and we all kind of went, yep, I think we're done here. Boogied through death row, went down the stairs, and then reconvened out in the courtyard. Everybody stopped and asked me what was going on with the window. And I basically said, I have absolutely no idea. I've never seen it do that before. You know, almost 20 years later, I've never seen it do it since then. So, to the best of my knowledge, I have no explanations.
My name is Dana, and I have been working at Haunted Walk since the spring. I have had many ghostly experiences at the jail, but my first ever paranormal experience with the Carlton County Jail was actually when I was a student attending the Haunted Walk tour as a trip for my grade 8 graduation. As the guide was telling the story at the gallows, I began to feel lightheaded, as if I might pass out, which was an extremely new and unusual feeling to me at the time. I managed to keep myself on my 2 feet and make it to the end of the story and eventually down the stairs. But the moment that we left the building, my nose started bleeding pretty heavily. Luckily for me, the guide was prepared for this, which I felt, even at the time, was a little bit of a strange thing to be prepared for. The guide also seemed a little excited at this happening, which again seemed strange to me. When she told her story at the bottom of the gallows, one of the key points of the story is that many people, during their tours, for some reason or another, get nosebleeds, just like I had. I thought that she had just made up that part of the story, and I didn't really think much of it until I started working at Haunted Walk. The first thing that I did when I received my script for the jail was I flipped all the way to the last story. Sure enough, it was in the script. My own nosebleed as a preteen wasn't the only nosebleed that I have seen at the jail. In the late spring, I was giving a tour to a group of students on their grade 8 graduation 10 years later from when I had my tour. Almost perfectly on cue, as I was mentioning that people get nosebleeds at this point in the story, one of the students who had been rather skeptical the entire tour, grabbed her face with both hands, having gotten a nosebleed. This time, I found myself as the surprisingly well-prepared guide there to offer her a tissue. I have been scared in the Carlton County Jail many, many times, but there was only one time where I could actually feel my heart beating in my chest. In the late spring, I was giving a tour to a group of grade 8 students. This particular group of students was incredibly rowdy, and I had tried everything in my repertoire to bring the volume down. When we had reached the top of the staircase and onto the 8th floor single-person cells, I was trying to calm the group down so that I could begin my story. My usual routine at the beginning of that story is that I will stand in front of a particular cell, cell 808, and I will get everyone to be really, really quiet. And then I will explain what the average day for a prisoner might have looked like. The reason that I stand in front of cell 808 is because on multiple occasions I have heard shuffling or grumbling behind me in the cell. It is incredibly scary and makes the hair stand up on the back of my neck. I was about to continue when there were three loud bangs that shook the jail. The group was quiet for a moment, and then they started accusing me of causing the sounds. So I stood away from the wall, I put my hands up, and to my surprise, there were three more loud bangs. I could feel the floor shake under me. For a wild moment, I thought the jail might collapse under our very feet, and I tried to get the group to calm down because now they were screaming and they were very scared. I was also quite terrified. And in the middle of this, there were three more loud bangs. I remember putting my hand over my chest, and I could feel my heart rapidly beating away. And I tried to gain control over my breath and my group. For a fourth time, there were three more of these gigantic bangs. For a long moment, the group was quiet, and I was quiet. We waited to see if there was going to be any more sounds, but there weren't. The jail was quiet for the rest of the night. After the tour had ended and I returned to the office, I couldn't get the thought of those bangs out of my head. I found the guide who was on death row, which was just a wall away from where I was. I asked him about the bangs and if he had any possible theories about what that might have been. But to my surprise, he hadn't heard a single thing. To him, the jail wasn't active that night.
On behalf of myself and all of our talented tour guides, I'd like to thank Danielle and all of our friends at the Geist Podcast for having us on to share some tales from the tours. If you live near or will be visiting Kingston, Ottawa, or Toronto, we'd like to offer everyone 15% off our ghost tours by using the promo code GEIST at checkout, the name of the podcast. For information about our ghost tours, paranormal adventures, and Haunted Talks podcast, please visit our website, hauntedwalk.com. And of course, sweet dreams.
A very special thanks to Jim Dean and the tour guides of the Haunted Walks for sharing their experiences. If you'd like to hear more stories, you can tune into their podcast, The Haunted Talks, available on all platforms. Do you have a story you've been hiding? Submit it to us at hello.geist.podcast@gmail.com. Submissions can be written or recorded. Geist is written and directed by Danielle Matar. Original music and effects by Bo Jensen. Mixing and sound is by Adam Esker. Geist logo is by Jake Carruthers. Follow us on Instagram at Geist_podcast and on TikTok at Geist Podcast. Again, thank you so much for listening, and until next time.